And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to week two of the NFL season.
Yay.
Yay.
What a wacky week.
What a wacky week.
Kickers, 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 kickers.
You More love kickers. Your kickers. You love your kickers, especially in your Philly game.
The Philadelphia Eagles were winning that game 31-10 at one point, or 31-7 at one point, I think. And the final score was 38-35. Talk about letting someone back in. Dear Lord.
Yeah.
But these kickers, dude, continue, including last night. Like, I just don't get it. It's like kickers and baseball pitching closers. Mm-hmm. Get them out. Run the ball, 2-point conversion every time. Get the kickers out of the game. Throw the ball off like we used to when we were kids, because we couldn't kick when we'd play a little touch football. It's just embarrassing. It's sad. In that Colts game, they both missed a field goal. And then in the Browns game, they missed a field goal to go into or to win before overtime, and then in overtime missed another field goal.
And the Saints game wouldn't have been so tight if they
he missed a field goal too. Lutz missed a field goal in the first half. So I don't know. These kickers are bothersome to me, but the coaches are the interesting thing that I took from this week is all the rookie coaches, except for last night, Nathaniel Hackett. I'm pretty sure I did all the math. They all won. And Lovie Smith, who was a coach before and now coach again, tied.
They bucked the trend. How did you like the Denver coach going for the 66-yard field goal?
The way they were playing, you know, why not? McManus has the leg. That's a long way, but like,
yes, I
McManus
mean,
Russell has Wilson, the leg, but they well, but they weren't in Denver.
Russell Wilson had three timeouts and like a minute and a half left. I don't know if you don't let him at least like get into better position.
Right.
They're going to be talking about that all week. I mean, it's nonstop on TV right now. What are you thinking? Peyton Manning was talking about like, what are you doing? You have all this time. You have a minute left on the clock.
Yeah.
When you go to a timeout, you're talking it over, right? Clock is stopped. You go to the sideline and you talk it over. What are we going to do here? And then that's what they did. So rookie mistake. Just I don't know.
A lot of pressure.
T, that's kind of your team this year, the Broncos, right? Like,
I guess so. Yeah.
You're rooting for them to make the Super
rooting
Bowl.
For them. Yeah. I think a lot of people were rooting for them last night.
First time Russell Wilson ever had four red zone drives not result in a touchdown in any game he's ever played in.
Well, the pressure was on, that's for sure.
Russ was not cooking last night.
He was not cooking. He was sous chef from last night. That's why we played the game.
He was on prep station, and a lot of people got knocked out of their survivor pools who took the Broncos. That's for sure.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, just speaking of survivor pools, did you get a hat this year from Circa?
Oh, no.
In fact, I did.
Oh, no.
Because I got one, too.
What the? That's not the Millions hat.
No, it's not.
Did Derek run out of hats?
This is a true story, and I'm not kidding when I say this.
Every year, it's the hats. Every year.
But this is not a joke. Like, this, I'm not making this up. This is not a joke. And I'm putting another Circa on blast right now. I don't care. Okay, so when you pull into Circa, if you pull into Valet, it drops you off into the casino and you're in. But when you go pick up your car, you go across the bridge and then down.
That's where you meet the Uber too,
Correct. So that's also where you park if you self-park, which is what I did.
Okay.
Self-parked, Saturday morning, it's like 10:30, rainy Vegas day. I walk in. They check your ID because it's 21 and over. And for some reason, I left my phone in the car. I look behind me. I felt something like, hi, morning or something like that. Morning. I turn around, kind of just head over my shoulder. It's Derek Stevens.
Get out.
Look at that.
Swear on my mother's grave.
Wow.
Derek Stevens with his laundry, like his suit over his shoulder, you know, like how like athletes get ready for the game and they're walking into work. He's probably going to at some point be on VSiN to do the, you know, the Saturday afternoon, sure, what yep. happened in this mm-hmm. and that.
Derek Stevens is who?
He's the owner of Circa.
Okay.
ND and Golden Gate and this contest that we yes. pride ourselves on every year. So I'm walking in and I go like this to my pockets because I'm like, I'm not that guy, but I was going to for sure say, hey, dude, what's up, man? What's going on? I'm right. about to sign up for the contest. Can you do a quick selfie real quick? He'd have been hilarious. Like, yeah, sure. There was no one near us. Like no one in that hallway with a glass, nothing. And I don't, my phone's in the car. And I'm like, ah, what a wasted moment. So then I go get my phone because I knew there I was going to be waiting in line. I wait in line. It was kind of a long process. Saturday, last minute, you know me. I get in. They're doing the paperwork real quick. Here's my $1,000. And I look at the girl behind the counter with no smile on her face. Same as always. Sign here. Okay. And she's like pushing me off. You're all set.
Yep, bye.
You're all set, buddy. And I went, he goes, excuse me? And I go, hat. Hat. We don't have any more hats. I said, come again? We don't have any more hats. I have a survivor hat. You want that?
Wow. No more hats. Second year in a row.
And with my tail between my legs,
oh,
I went,
give me a survivor.
And I walked out. So,
ew.
That's twice in 2 years. $1,000 wow. donation. Can't get a hat.
Donation. That's really what.
Oh, it's a donation yeah. for sure. There's 35,000 people in this thing. No, there's like 30, over 3,000.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the overlays, like, I think it was 1.75 million by the time they actually finished on Saturday.
What was the hat overlay?
The hat overlay, the over under on the hat, they were probably gone by. Friday, Thursday.
We'll just buy 200 hats. It's fine.
You know, it's fine. We don't need hats.
You don't want a hat.
I bet you every employee behind that counter that didn't give $1,000 has a hat.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you dollars to donuts.
They got hats for their whole family. So the moral to the story is Derek Stevens runs a really fun contest, but he's lousy at hat supply. Yeah,
he's lousy at hat purchases. And they know my name and they know my number. And they can send me a hat. They have my address. They sent it to me in year one, the white hat over here. I got that in the mail. I don't know if you remember that because I didn't get a hat.
There's still hope.
I didn't get a hat.
That's the right. First you got year. One sent to you.
And I got
that.
It in the mail. I got a box in the mail with this white hat. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That, you know, it's AT. Look, you know, they knew they didn't give it to me. So
okay.
We'll see. We'll see. If she checked a box that said, you know, we were out of hats.
When you fill out the form to enter the contest, they kind of like, they have a question on the form that says, what's your jacket size?
Yeah, what's your blazer size?
As though you're going to win the contest yeah. and you need to give them your jackets. Make sure you get that right because mm-hmm. I'm going to be wearing the jacket. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Is yeah. that what first place wins yeah. along with money is a sport coat?
You but like, what are you, a 44 regular, 40 yeah. like, you know, there's three blazer sizes that every normal Joe has.
I know that old rope-a-dope. They're giving yeah. you that, like, surely we need your size because you're going to win, of course.
Yeah.
But you're give us win. Your size now. You can't even supply hats. How are you with jackets?
No, I win the contest. I'm a 40 regular. And they go, we only have 44 large.
We have a blazer from Survivor, sir. Would you like to wear that?
Exactly. That's a Survivor. Like a Hall of Fame patch right here that says Survivor.
And Justin would go,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess.
Sure.
You know, Derek Stevens needs to work on his schmata
this
game.
This is true stories here. True stories, people.
That's hilarious.
Can't make that up. First in line.
Wow.
I was gonna mess with you because I've been saving this. Tanya's like, I came home and I was like, you'll never believe what happened.
It's
like,
get I can't out believe that. No, it's actually
and I,
very funny.
And I was going to tell you when we were getting down and I said, nah, I'm going to save it. But like, I was going to kind of go, you'll never guess what I did. I got a survivor ticket.
Oh, man.
And you would have been like, what? But I didn't. But I got a hat.
Well, maybe it's good luck.
Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Derek, for nothing.
For nada. How are you?
I'm good. I got my heart broken again by Wisco. They didn't make me wait a whole season because they, after I was talking so much smack last week about how I'm circling Ohio State and watch out, Big Ten, they lost to Washington State like in really poor fashion. So I don't know. The season's up in the air to me. Like, my daughter's been at that school. It's a wonderful school. It's a great education. And I really like Wisco a lot, but I feel like every year their football team doesn't live up to how great the school is. They're just not getting it done. By the way, Wisco, their women's hockey team, because hockey, Midwest, cold. We don't have it in California so much. Who cares? Yeah. National champs.
Wow.
So maybe it's becoming a women's hockey school and less of a football school. That's fine. Conversely, Cal continues to roll with their transfer quarterback from Purdue. Like, they're doing it. So who knew? They have to travel to Notre Dame. That's going to be a tough
game. But Notre Dame lost their QB today.
Oh, did they?
Out for 4 months. So they're starting a sophomore, right? Like a young buck.
Hey,
I mean,
Bears.
Not that their quarterback was doing any good. They're 0-3 in Marcus Freeman's first three starts because he coached that bowl game last year and they dropped their first two. It's the first time a new coach for Notre Dame has ever gone 0-3 in the history of Notre Dame.
So
you have a chance. There's always a chance. Backup quarterback.
I continue to root for my kids' college teams. It's fun. I wish them well. How are you guys doing? How's Wyatt? How's life?
Life's good. I'm wearing my I Love New York shirt.
All right. Is that in honor of the Giants or the Jets?
Probably not the Jets. We'll get there.
9/11, let's just say.
But just obviously 9/11. And right, New York is one of Justin's and my favorite places on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd give a little ode to that. And it's crazy.
You love Broadway, right?
Love Broadway.
Love Broadway.
Wow, thanks. Nerd alert. I love Broadway.
We love Broadway in my house. I think we're comfortable and safe enough to admit that within the confines of a football podcast. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
No one's coming to stuff us in our Broadway locker right now.
No, nobody is. No.
Get tickets. Yeah, I got tickets. Jagged Little Pill tickets.
Yeah. Not a week goes by that we don't have some musicals playing in the background.
And on that note, we have a thing here called the Smith Center, and they are playing in this year is like, and I even trust me, for me to say this, Moulin Rouge, Frozen, Jagged Little Pill, Evan Hansen, Six,
Hamilton,
like they're all here through January.
That. Those are the hits
through January.
That's maybe fantastic. We'll catch one.
we have season tickets too. Similarly, and prom was this last weekend. I don't know much about it, but I know they made a movie out of it too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. People seem to like it.
Yeah, Wyatt's good. He's sleeping like a little angel right now.
Watched his first Sunday football with mom and dad.
The Sunday ticket.
He had a blast. He was all dolled up. And I told my buddy John, I sent my buddy John a picture of him in all of his gear. And then last night he said, he has to wear that every Sunday.
Is he a Saints fan?
No. He's a Patriots fan.
Wyatt
is, I guess.
Your friend John is a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
Well, tell him thanks for nothing. Because I had the Patriots in the contest. And
Yeah,
they melted in the Florida sun. They did not like that Florida weather at
all.
Remember
I told you it was going to be clammy.
Mm.
Clammy out there.
So clammy. Not Patriot weather.
So crappy.
All right. Well, now that we're on football, let's get into it. Well, before I get into talking about my picks, don't forget to like and subscribe our channel. It really helps us. We really want to get our views up and our likes up and give us a thumbs up and all the love in the world. Oh, and leave a comment. We will return your comment.
Yeah. Please. Yes. It'll help us. It'll help the show.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I play a survivor. Well, a lot of people play survivors every year. And last week was the first week and didn't do too bad. Ravens was fine. That was a lock basically from the start.
You survived the Ravens. Absolutely. Yeah,
survived the Ravens. And that was the number one. And then I had a runner up the Colts. And that was an interesting game. It was a tie in my Survivor League ties. You go through. So still alive on the two.
Not in my Survivor League.
Yeah, not in ours.
Mine's a little bit different. Maybe it's a little bit easier, but no. Sorry, guys.
You should have seen T, bro. Like,
I was like, the.
Like, she had $1,000 on the game. I have the ticket. So I'm watching every game, which when I didn't, I mean, it like that Browns game, it was like down.
So
like,
good.
What do I
so
change?
Fun.
What channel? So I timed it, you know, okay, down. Okay, go to the other game. Rodrigo Blankenship, Georgia. Boom, shanks it. Tanya goes, no! I've never heard her like that in my life, even on a bet that I've had. Like, coming out of her chair, falling off the couch almost.
Wow.
You gotta be kidding me.
Fine.
Mom, beep, beep.
No.
Beep. Mother, beep.
No.
And then she goes to the store, and she, somehow at the store, she's looking at the rules, and she circles and sends me a screenshot.
I had to get diapers.
Ties win.
Yeah. Ties
she,
win.
She pushed through.
And I went, ha-ha.
Not in our league, buddy.
So, but so for this week, I am looking at two games. First game is Browns versus Jets. Going to side with the Browns, I think. Browns are at -4.5.
I think they went up.
Are they went up?
I think they went to six.
Well, Survivor, it doesn't matter. You just like the Browns to win.
Yeah, I just like the Browns. Again, versus the Jets, it's, I don't know. I just feel like it's a sure game. But the Browns are not what they used to be, so
they survived on the road.
Yeah.
The Jets are never what they used to be, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, their defense is not bad, but they cannot score.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I like them.
But so that's probably going to be my first one, and the second one is the Commanders or the Commodores, as Justin
really?
Likes to call them.
The 1-0 Commodores.
Yeah, against Commanders. Detroit Lions.
All right.
But I think it'll be a closer game. I think I'll be on more the edge of my seat watching. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it seems like it's going to maybe end with a field goal. And I'm not sure which direction that's going to go.
But play number one.
Play like number
for
one.
Tanya's. Locks of the week is the Browns.
I think so, yes. And so I think I like the Browns for Survivor. Go ahead and lock that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it
well,
up.
Well, I'm looking at these lines this week, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know when the last time I've seen this. I mean, I think there's six games with like double-digit spreads, and a couple of them are on the road. So it's like the Niners are laying 9 points with that horrible showing by Trey Lance.
Mm.
I know the weather was bad, Chicago, whatever. The guy looks horrible.
Yeah,
that's not the answer. They're laying nine. And then the Broncos, coming off of a loss where they like weren't doing much, are laying 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills are laying 10. They could cover that number. The Rams are mad. I don't know. You know, still with the Stafford thing, they're laying 10.5. And there's one more. The Packers are laying 10 against the Bears.
Yep.
But what I took about all of that is the one thing that I like is the Bengals are mad. Burrow threw 4 picks last week. I've never seen like 3 in the first half or something ridiculous. Never seen anything like that from him. He still kind of put up numbers when they were chasing at the end. But that was all on Burrow. I mean, the defense played well. He just kept giving him the ball, giving him the ball. Pittsburgh was all over the place, doing exactly what you said they were going to do, playing with fire, divisional game. And I think they're mad. And they're, you cannot tell me after the showing that Dallas put up with Dak Prescott before he got hurt, putting up 3 points at home against the Buccaneers, that the Bengals are not going to absolutely flambé them, barbecue with Cooper, Rush, or whatever. I don't even know the guy's name. They're laying 8, and I love it. A mad Bengals team, that's a lot of points to lay on the road. That's Chocula times 10. But I love it. I don't think, unless you tell me that Dallas has not absolutely fallen apart. Receivers running routes, don't know where they're going, and now you got another quarterback that's going to try to mesh with that. They're going to try to hand the ball off. I don't know what they're going to do, but I love the Bengals in this spot.
Okay.
Pissed off Joe Burrow, Super Bowl contenders, Super Bowl runners up on the road in Dallas, and I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And the other thing I'm going to say, we're not going to get it in before Thursday night, but Patrick Mahomes is on a mission.
Yes, he is.
And I forgot that crazy stat that I laid out last year about him in September. Like, the guy is unreal in the month of September. This won't make the pod because it's going to come out. The pod comes out on Friday. They're playing Thursday night. But 30 for 39 with 360 yards, 5 touchdowns and no picks. What a game. Travis Kelce was their leading receiver as a tight end. I don't even call him a tight end anymore. He had 121 yards and a tutty. They are not messing around. They look like a machine rolling. They know they got off to a slow start last year, so I think that they're going to roll this year. The other two teams that I'm really high on are playing each other. And I don't know if I kind of used them both last week. Philly is playing Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
My Justin Jefferson for Offensive Player of the Year is looking fantastic right now, mm-hmm. plus 1,500. At 185 yards, and nobody could cover him. Philly was rolling. They played Detroit, but they were rolling Detroit before they got lazy. And they're playing each other in what I think is going to be the highest scoring game of the year. I can't really think of a side because a lot of what I saw from Minnesota against Green Bay looked amazing. And what I saw against Philly in that first half against Detroit looked amazing. But the total in that game is 51. That's a Monday night football game as well. National television, game 2 of the doubleheader.
Yep.
I love the over 51.5 in that game.
Okay.
I don't care if it's 55.5. I think that's going to be sparkly, fireworky, crack-a-lacka.
All offense.
Skyrockets in flight.
Yeah.
Throwing, throwing, throwing. Running, running, running. Jalen Hurts running, running, running. Kirk Cousins looks amazing this year. And that's my second pick. I am taking the over 51.5 in the Minnesota Philly fly game. And I'm locking it up.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
The Buccaneers beat the Saints. I mean, I'm not messing with it. And Tom Brady looked a little older.
He did.
On Sunday night.
He did. And you know what?
A little 45 to me.
I agree. What do you think, T? You think the Saints are going to beat Tom Brady this week?
I don't know. I'm a Saints fan, so it's.
I know that's why I ask you.
Go against that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
What does your heart tell you?
What does my heart tell me? The Saints are going to win.
Wow. You know what? The Saints at home against Tampa is like an auto play, right?
Because it's weird, right?
Tampa never beats the Saints. The only thing that that's freaked me out because I look at the game too is I really miss Sean Payton.
Yeah,
I know. But remember last year, Sean Payton.
Drew Brees.
Sean Payton,
to say the least.
Dan Marino. No, I'm just kidding. Sean Payton had COVID last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in Tampa and they beat him 19-0.
Damn.
With Dennis Allen, who was the defensive coordinator at the time, who's now the head coach, who's also one of the rookie head coaches to get, not a rookie, but new head coaches to get their first win in their first game. So, I'm not just trying to bring it up because of that. It's a Tom Brady thing. So I think that's headline news anyway, as it is.
Sure.
But this is like interesting. The only time they lost to him was in the playoffs. But in the Brady era, I mean, they're 0-4 and then they had the playoff win. So it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how that.
I feel like Tom Brady has, I don't know. I couldn't help but watch this last game this last week of like Tom Brady's throwing. Oh, I really shouldn't be here right now. I'm really not allowed to be here right now. Oh my God. I don't like,
I owe my family one more vacation.
Yeah. I should be home right now watching this with my kids.
Aw.
I don't know.
So what is your opinion, T? Do you think Tom Brady should hang it up and go spend more time with his family? Or do you think he should keep playing? Or what's your take on that?
I think he gave his... I think his family gave so much support, including his wife, through his whole career for the most part. And then he was like ready to go. I'm sure they talked about it at the table last year and was like, I think I'm going to retire. And she was like, I think you should retire. I think this is a great decision. This is really exciting. Oh my gosh, look, it's a whole new world now. You did great. Finish on top. And then he comes out of retirement and she's like, so
you didn't do what you want anyway.
So that didn't, so our conversation didn't mean anything. Yeah. I don't know. Awesome. I don't know if it's going to be the last season that he's looking for this year. I just think he has a lot of loaded things now coming at his direction and a lot of pressure and a lot of, oh yeah, you're not done. Okay. Well, let's see you be the best you've ever been while dealing with his family. I just think it's a lot of pressure for him.
He looked 45, man.
So,
well that turns out. I hear all of that. The retiring and unretiring was a little weird over the summer. But I will say, again, I brought it up last week. Julio Jones, Tom Brady connection is fun to watch.
Yeah.
They said Julio looked like he was the second year in the league. Like, he's fries on that, a chicken. Yeah.
Tom Brady has him on the avocado cryo chamber.
Exactly.
Diamond hands.
Exactly.
Wait, and on that note, Jason, did you see that your best friend cut his hair?
I can't believe I've got... Okay, first of all, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Second of all, I was going to go a whole pod and not talk about Aaron Rodgers' new haircut.
The Peaky Blinders.
First of all, take it back to 1988. He obviously got the LaFleur barber because his fade is immaculate. Long on top, Peaky Blinder. That's how you and I wore our hair for about 20 years in the 80s and 90s. And I don't know if I love it or if he cut off his Samson strength and he's no longer trippy Aaron Rodgers. He went from mushroom Aaron Rodgers to cocaine Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not sure I like it or I don't like it, but he obviously...
That's crazy.
I'm not going to show it.
She's showing
screen,
me that him getting his actual haircut.
I just on Instagram, I follow this salon in Beverly Hills, and that's where he got his haircut. And they like braided his hairs and then they like cut off the braids.
Whoa. Well,
I'm sorry, on the bottom half of his head. And then now he's got like a gentleman's cut, but he'll also probably sport the man bun. But listen, thank God.
I would also like to announce that we're starting a Aaron Rodgers hair only podcast.
Yes.
If anyone's interested.
Yes. Please send in all your haircut pics to fnl@gmail.com.
It's really just the news of the hour. I don't know why we didn't start with it.
Yeah.
I'm digging that haircut. First of all,
no, it looks good.
Yeah. The spread could be 17.
He's a handsome guy.
Listen, I'm always a fan. You see how I wear my hair and how I don't have the fit, you know, and you as well. Like, yeah, I'm not a fan of the gritty, grimy, dude. I know it's a thing. Maybe the beard can go too.
I'm not really a fan of the gritty,
you know,
grimy either.
Just, I love the clean cut. I just like the cut. It's a good cut, and I'm proud of him.
I'm very proud of him. He took that way back. Okay, let's recap. Last week, we had a winning week on the pod. Let's go for week two for a winning week on the pod. T, you say, if you want to survive, take the Cleveland Browns with a runner-up to the Washington Lionel Richie Commodores. Justin, you like Joey Burrow to bounce back at the Big D, minus a touchdown, minus 7. You also like the total in the Philly-Minnesota game to go over 51.5. I like the side in that game. I like Philly minus 2 at home. And I will take, the Miami Dolphins on the road plus 3.5 at Baltimore.
Another weekend of football. Here we go.
Another week of football coming up, week 2. And if it's anything like last week's parody, I can't wait. I think that there's going to be a lot. There might be some juicy dogs out there this week, guys. So just be aware. You know, I'm noticing that there's a lot more backdoor covering. Like, just when you think you're looking good, all of a sudden you look at your phone and you go, what happened? So these 10s and these 12s, like the overreactions and things like that, like Jason brought up, like be very weary. But beat the book. It's the most important thing you can do. But like we said earlier, please like and subscribe. Check out our YouTube channel. Leave comments. We will get back to you. And we'd love to hear from you. So it helps the show. And I just think it'd be great just to see kind of what you guys are thinking out there. So with that being said, beat the book. Bet responsibly or don't. And
get a new hat supply, Derek.
Yeah, yeah. Derek, get my hat. You know my address, buddy.
Can't fly without our lucky hat.
Nope.
Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.